Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast and thepete.com. Yes, it's me again. I guess I'm trying to debate whether I should call this part three of the post-election 2016 madness, or something else, or just sort of move on and assume that every episode from here on for a while is going to be about the election, just because I'm still trying to process it, as I'm sure everybody out there is as well. I'm not the only one who's freaked out about this. Not to say that I'm freaked out. It's an interesting mix because, as you know, anybody who listens to this podcast knows, over the past few months, I've been considering moving on from this, and generally not worrying so much about the world. I was fairly convinced that Hillary was going to win this thing, and I was sort of looking forward to a kind of retirement. But yeah, things are screwed up now, that we have a president-elect, I can't say it. You know what I'm talking about, though. It's pretty messed up. This is, probably the least qualified person to ever, get elected, in quotes, cause I'm still puzzled as to the outcome, or as to how it actually happened. I mean, I get it. People are pissed. I'm pissed too. But a protest vote is really kind of like shooting yourself in the foot, or actually in this case, blowing both of your legs off, because you're really just going to screw a lot of people. And you may think that you're not going to be affected by, you know, Trump in the White House, but guess what? You will be. Healthcare is going to change. Your rights are going to change. And how you feel about the country is going to change when you see this guy, this idiot, this bombastic fool start to do really dangerous things that cause people to lose their lives. There's already been at least one death that I've seen related to hate crimes inspired by Trump's win. And, basically his rhetoric has been enabling or encouraging, inspiring racists to feel validated. And now that he's been, he's received all these electoral votes, he's his followers are now feeling, like they can go around and get away with stuff. And apparently one individual was murdered in the Midwest. I think it was the Midwest. So anyway, if you don't think it's going to affect you and that's all that matters, you're a fucking selfish asshole, in a nutshell. Because basically you've got to think beyond yourself. I know I'm white. His direct effects on me are going to be fairly minimal, but I don't care about his effects on me. It's about his effects on other people, on racist dickheads, on my friends who are not white. I live in New York City. I know plenty of non-white people. And they're just as cool and awesome as I am, or you are, or any number of people are. And they don't deserve to be treated any differently than me or any other white person. I believe in equal rights for all, not just for white people. And that seems to be what most people in America believe in. You know, this weird, idea that, if you're not you, you don't deserve rights. You know, after 9/11, it was like, okay, we don't need to give terrorists equal rights because they're assholes, right? And they're not Americans, except for the fact that, we hold all these, we the people hold all these truths to be self-evident. You've got this inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We believe that all men are created equal and are endowed by our Creator with, right to have certain things like, equal rights, right to free speech, the right to freedom of religion, the right to free thought, all these fun things. Actually, I don't think thought is in there, ironically. Anyway, the point is, you get my point. It doesn't matter whether you like a person or not. They still deserve the same rights as you to vote, to fall in love, to marry, to have health care, to have an education. And these are all things we say we promise ourselves, but we don't actually deliver. And this is one of the many betrayals that the American society has put its people through. Meanwhile, in Europe, you know, maybe pre-EU, maybe not pre-EU because that's a long time ago, but, you know, up until recently, Europeans have gotten a pretty good run of it. They've had, you know, great healthcare, great education, 6 weeks off a year. Can't beat that, man. Imagine that. I don't know. Here in America, I can't imagine not working on things for 6 months and just like going on holiday for that much and having paychecks for all that time. Man, that sounds good. You know, maybe America doesn't need to be prosperous in the way that it has been. Maybe, you know, our CEOs can be a little less rich so we can have more vacation time. What do you think of that? I think it's a good idea. I think the rich should fucking share a little bit. I don't need a full redistribution of wealth, but this is bullshit. Anyway, I'm off topic. Back on topic, Trump. And so the Electoral College, and I think I talked about this in the last podcast, which was not very long ago at all, because I'm really trying to self-therapy here. You know, we can do this. We can change things. We can pressure the Electoral College to do what they were created to do, which is keep dictators and tyrants out of the White House. Because it doesn't get much more tyrannical than Donald Trump. Trump the tyrant. Tyrant Trump. Whatever hashtag you want to use, use it. Because we need to stop this guy. We've been watching, you know, for decades, people like me who have been paying attention have been watching as the foundations have been laid for this kind of nightmare scenario. You know, we pled that, you know, with Congress and Bush back in 2003, I think it was, please don't invade Afghanistan. Please don't invade Iraq. Obviously later, years later, you know, and nobody listened, you know, because essentially when we went into, oh shit, it wasn't Iraq, it was Afghanistan first. When the Congress agreed or voted to give Bush the ability to invade Afghanistan and Iraq, or was it Afghan? I think it was Iraq. Man, I can't keep all the facts straight anymore. It's such a mess. We didn't just give, or the Congress didn't just give him permission to invade a country. They actually gave him permission to use force pretty much whenever he wanted to, and so he did. Excuse me. Sneeze. Anyway, sorry. You know, and so he pretty much did. He invaded two countries, ultimately for nothing. Claimed he had intelligence that said Saddam needed to be taken out. So he invaded Iraq. Afghanistan was supposedly where Osama bin Laden was hiding. Not the case. He was actually in Pakistan. Technically our ally, but I'm not sure where the ball was dropped there. And so so basically he was able to wage both those wars for no reason, ultimately cost many, many, many lives, probably around 1 million by some estimates, including tons and tons of American soldiers, which is the I don't know if it's the worst of it, but it's definitely, I mean, it's all the worst of it really, isn't it? Innocent children being killed in these two countries, that's pretty bad. But it's also pretty bad to waste the lives of American soldiers who have basically volunteered to risk their lives and lose their lives and take other lives for our alleged freedoms. You know, that's the real shame. It's all a real shame, you know. And so Bush did that, and then Obama came in and he's like, well, let's look forward. Let's just look forward. And not, you know, hold Bush accountable. So guess what Obama did? He turned around and started the drone war and would use these little mini Death Stars flying around the planet, killing people that, you know, Obama didn't like or Obama thought were terrorists or both. No court of law, no, you know, right to a trial, none of the things that the Constitution promises all humanity was afforded these guys. So they were guilty. Because Obama or his consultants said they were. So this is what we've got lined up for Trump. So now Trump, you know, good luck with Trump. I mean, not bombing people or someone you care about, because it could happen. Hell, it could start to happen here in the U.S. So you just never know, because Trump is just going to break the law even more. Anyway, well, I'm almost out of time. Again, expect to hear from me a lot this in the coming days, weeks, and months. Thank you so much for listening. Love to hear what you think. Twitter, blog, blah, 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 audio boom. This is the Pete signing off. Good luck and good night.